The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this wonderful nation. Hope you had a fabulous weekend, a weekend filled maybe with football, family, or whatever else it was that you had a chance to do. Perhaps in the kind of world we live in now, so many people end up working on the weekend, and third shifters, second shifters, and everybody else in between. I know how that is because that's the way we live. It used to be what we were 9 to 5 or 8 to 5. And it isn't that way anymore. Do you realize that we are just a few days away from another anniversary of 9/11? 13 years. 13 years. Can you believe it? It's been that long. Coming up on the show, we're going to introduce you to a family who sadly lost their daughter in one of the planes and what they did to move forward and to help other people and really have done some amazing things. That's coming up later this week. Also, one of the firemen who was part of that first responders team and how many of the friends he lost on that terrible, terrible day and how far we've come as a nation since then. How much safer do you feel or don't you feel, and what are the things that are happening between some of the agencies that I've found out as far as sharing is concerned? And it definitely has gotten much better in that department, checking with probably my best source, one of my best sources in Washington, D.C. at the Pentagon. He tells me that there really is a definite sense of cooperation that has happened in the wake of 9/11 and just continues to get better and better, that it was tough at first, but now a lot of that sharing of information has happened, which is a very, very good thing. And this is why so many of the attempts that have happened, that could have happened on this soil, have actually been stopped, thank goodness. In the meantime, the White House is defending the president's idea to punt on any immigration action. The White House press secretary, Josh Ernst, says that the president's decision to delay executive action on immigration until after the midterms is because of rejecting bipartisan charges that the president was playing politics and trying to protect vulnerable Democrats, which is why they came out and made a statement. And he said that, no, it was to ensure the solution that is offered is sustainable and enduring, and that it wouldn't be if it happened now. The president seemed to blame the border crisis for the decision, saying that the politics over the surge of illegal immigrant children had become too much of a hot rail, and executive action by him would make it combustible, so forget about it. And then he initially pledged to use his executive authority on immigration back in late June, and then pointed to the border crisis as the reason to act, and he blasted Republicans for using the surge of illegal immigrant kids as an excuse to do nothing. I mean, the whole problem with immigration and ultimately what's happened decade after decade goes back to ignoring the laws that have been on the books, and now we're paying the price for that, and that's where we get back to this. And I think ultimately, as I've said many, many times on this show, the biggest problem is they didn't calculate what was going to happen. They didn't calculate it. So now politically they're calculating, but they weren't calculating it when so many of the kids came over and others as to what was going to happen, the problems that were going to happen, because there was no strategy in place to handle how many were coming in at one time. So to me, this is the biggest failing on the whole idea of illegal immigrant minors who were coming in from Central America and pouring into the United States, especially in the beginning of the summer. It was not a well-thought-out idea. I think it was okay, we have to do a payback here, and so this is what we're going to do. And it blew up in their faces, and now it's about, okay, we can't, you know, we can't do that, so we're going to delay it. We're going to delay it until after the midterm elections. And, you know, really, the problem is, how many would it hurt democratically enough to make a difference on the Senate side? 7 to perhaps 8 races or so. And that could make a difference between the Senate flipping from Democrats to the Republicans. I mean, it is a political thing, but if you're the president and you might not voice that from the bully pulpit in the White House, of course you're not going to say that. But there is a give back to the party, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, so this is his give back. I mean, his poll numbers are sinking, so there's not a lot of coattails to ride on, and you can't, if you were the president, if you were Obama, you're not going to go forward with the whole immigration thing, because besides of the debacle it already is, it would just make it that much worse for, it would make it that much worse for the people who are running in November, especially in some of those areas where it's a little bit shaky. In the meantime, something that we followed closely and had lots and lots of people on this show to talk about is what happened in Phoenix that blew the lid off the VA. And my, how things have changed at the VA. I've talked to many people, even in Dallas, who have gone to the VA and how quickly they respond and get them appointments and everything else. It's really made a huge difference. So the Department of Veteran Affairs Inspector General said they could not conclusively prove that delays in care, this is official, caused patient deaths at the Phoenix Hospital, and it was added to the final report. So the final report, this was after a draft version was sent to the agency administrators for any kind of a comment. So one of the Washington papers broke this. The most compelling sentence, they say, in the 143-page final report on the practices, the fraudulent practices, at the Phoenix Veterans Hospital didn't appear in the draft version. It was inserted into the final one, the only one that was released to the public after the agency had a chance to comment and recommend revisions. So what's the bottom line here? The bottom line is they're saying that they cannot directly, because remember there was a big outcry to go after some of these people criminally. There was a big outcry for that. And they're saying they can't, that's not going to happen now because they couldn't directly tie that. And they basically alter the report to pretty much absolve the agency in Phoenix of the deaths. So nobody's going to have to answer for that, where there were, what, 40 people that they thought had died because they had to wait so long for treatment. So how about that? Justice sometimes works and sometimes I'm not so sure about it. But if they didn't have the actual hard evidence to nail somebody for, then the least they could do something like suspend or get rid of some of those people, because they definitely had two different set of books. There's no denying that. Coming up next on America Tonight, what's going on in England when it comes to recruiting members of ISIS? Amanda Bowman joins us to give us her version of what's happening there. So hang through. Much more coming your way next here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Tonight, of course, we've been talking about this all along, the Islamic State reaction to it, and I keep talking about the what's happening in the UK, and of course the fact that so much of the recruiting actually happens in the UK. Pleased to welcome to the show Amanda Bowman. Amanda is the founder of Anglosphere Society, and she can talk to certainly the problems with British jihadists. And she does that at her column that she is featured on FoxNews.com. So, Amanda, thanks for hopping on America Tonight with us.
Well, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to talk about a really serious threat to the United States coming from its closest ally, the UK.
So explain that to us. Is it because of the number of potential, let's say, young, disillusioned men, because that's usually what it is, of Muslim origin who are ripe for the picking in the UK, or why is that?
Well, actually, you summarized it pretty well. What's surprising about it, this is, for the most part, the guys like this are really horrifying guy who was involved in the execution of Jim Foley and Mr. Sereloff were was obviously had an English accent, British accent. Most of these young men are very well educated, second generation jihadists, mostly of Pakistan origin. But the But the really scary thing is that there's been a history here since shortly after 9/11. People forget that the murder of Daniel Pearl was instigated by a British guy of Pakistani descent. Then we had in July the 7th, 2007, an attack on London where 50 people died, and that was a second-generation group of Muslim young men. And then even last year we had one of our soldiers killed on the street, hacked down in the street by another two of these guys. And then the underpants bomber at Christmas 2 years ago or 3 years ago was in fact a student at London University. So what's happened over the years is that the British government has, in the spirit of tolerance, has allowed Islamic imams who radicalize to infiltrate and to promote their propaganda throughout our institutions, universities and academic learning facilities. And the thing is that the thing that's really worrying about this is that actually this is what we're engaged in now. It's very brutal, but it's basically a war of ideas. And our ideas, the ideas of the West, the ideas of the United Kingdom and the United States, they're the best ideas. But we haven't been vocal in expressing that, and we haven't been vocal in proclaiming and defending our institutions. And that's what we really have to do. We are in a war of ideas, and we need to win that war. We can't afford to let the other side win. And you have an issue where the flag, the Islamic flag of ISIS, was actually being was seen on Oxford Street, which is just stone's throw from Buckingham Palace. You can't believe this stuff, but it's happening.
Wow.
And you know, we are in the United States. I say this as somebody who's a U.S. citizen now and has a son in-law who's with special forces, and I'm so proud of my dual heritage, but deeply concerned that the next attack on the United States could actually come from a British citizen.
And can you imagine what the reaction to that would be? I'm sure you thought of that.
I have, and it's a nightmare scenario, but it's a possible scenario because, the British don't need visas to come to the United States. They don't need visas. I'm almost confused about saying we because I was obviously born British, but I am an American now. But British citizens can just fly into the United States without any visa. And I'm not advocating that they should have a visa, but I'm advocating that we need to pay in the U.S. very close attention to what's going on. And we need to defend the values of our country, the values of freedom and religious toleration, the freedoms that Franklin Roosevelt spoke about. We just need to have the courage to proclaim and defend them. And that's what I think is tremendously important at this time, especially for our young people.
I so agree. And what about David Cameron? What about the Prime Minister in all of this? Because and this is what you're talking about, the relationship between America and England and closest allies that you can possibly imagine, and how devastating that would be if it was a British jihadist, which we already saw with Jim Foley's murder, but imagine if it happened on American soil. There has to be some kind of concern, I would assume, coming out of the PM's office. We haven't heard anything.
Well, there is, actually. You know, he made a terrific speech a couple of weeks ago, but I don't think there's been the acknowledgement on the British side that we have actually enabled this situation by not standing up for our own values in our own country. But when people have come into the country, we've said, you know, okay, your way is as good as our way. Well, it isn't. If you come and want to have the privilege of living in the United States or the United Kingdom, you have to embrace the values and the freedoms that we, that have been, you know, the hallmark of our countries. And I think David Cameron has actually been very robust about dealing with this, but it's after sort of like waking up from a sleep, you know, it's like Sleeping Beauty's woken up and understand what the situation we've created. There's a fabulous British journalist called Melanie Phillips, and Melanie's written a book called Londonistan, and the point is that London has been sort of Pakistanized, and we have so many institutions that we give, of whom we are very tolerant, and we allow imams to be preaching hatred in our mosque and, you know, demonstrating it in outside parliament. It's just outrageous. And we've got to stand up for what we believe in. And it's really important.
And so in saying that allowing these imams and these mosques to preach hatred, for goodness sake, that's like breeding grounds. And what about and I get so much blowback for this, I can't tell you, Amanda, but I truly believe it. There are peaceful Muslims, and I have this constant barrage of arguments over the Quran and over what it means. Why don't those people in England stand up and say enough? Because what if I am that person and I go to a mosque? I don't want everybody looking down my throat, looking at my back as I'm one of these potential people that could be radicalized. I would think there would be some concern.
I think there is, but there's also intimidation.
Yeah.
And what you really have to do is to, as you know, many, many years ago, Richard Nixon talked about the silent majority. We need to galvanize the silent majority of Muslims who are truly patriotic members of our society to speak up. And it's harder for them because they don't want to seem critical of their own, you know, fellow Muslims, but it's time to do that. We just really need to galvanize them and make them feel empowered to do it. And I hope that they will. And there are lone voices out there. There's some wonderful people who are speaking out, but that we need many, many more of them. And most important, our governments need to really stand up for the values that we truly believe in. You know, that our ideas of rule of law and freedom of speech and freedom of religion are much more superior than to the message of hatred that these people are articulating.
Well said. Perfect way to end this. Amanda Bowman, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze-Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, vegetable stew with beef, pilot crackers, plus the highest-quality dehydrated ABC stew. Butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half-cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze-Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations.
That's Mancow for you.
Hear him here. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Program, Nasir Shansab, as you remember before, what a wealth of information he is. He's the author of the book Silent Trees, a novel of Afghanistan, and we see what a mess Afghanistan is now and how it just keeps getting worse. Thanks, Nasir, for coming back on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me.
So as you see things deteriorate in Afghanistan, as somebody who is from that region, as somebody who used to run a business in that region, loved being there, loved growing up there, how much does that just hurt your heart when you see that?
It hurts me very badly because they are, I think, heading back towards the civil war.
And what does civil war mean for the people there, the people in the villages, so many of them in the far-reaching areas that sometimes are never talked about?
Well, Well, it means a continuation of war, only on a broader scale, and it means the distraction, hunger, and death in many cases.
Yeah, and talk about the power struggle for people who don't understand the background. What happened with the power struggle, and how did it explode the way that it has now in the last decade or so?
In Afghanistan, the present leadership do not trust each other. These are warlords, drug kingpins. They have grown up. They have become big and powerful in chaos. They believe in chaos. They are afraid of the rule of law, and they want to keep it that way. And one important factor is that they don't trust each other, and they believe that if one side gives away power to the other side, they will be killed. So what they have to do is, in their own mind, they have to cling on to power under all conditions, and that, of course, leads to clashes and further conflict.
And what happens, because you know that, the time is ticking away, especially with the problem with the runoff elections, all that kind of stuff, everything that happened. What happens when the United States completely withdraws from the situation for the most part?
I think in that case, again, civil war will broaden, and I think that the Taliban will take over at least the first initial stages, half of the country, including Kabul, and some of the minority ethnic groups will go to the north. And that the mountain range, the great mountain range of the Hindu Kush, will form a natural border between them, and they will fight it out for many, many years to come.
Wow. And when you see that happening, do you think people will try to, knowing that they're caught in this war, in this civil war, do you think people will try to flee? What will they do?
Well, they are already fleeing. They made a study of immigrants, young people, mainly young men, immigrating illegally to Europe via Turkey and Greece. And the vast majority of them get caught in Greece, and 70% of all the young people who flee Asia or the Near East and wants to go to Europe, 70% of them are Afghans. So even now with over 50 countries in Afghanistan and all the money that's being pumped in, people don't feel secure enough and just try to make it somewhere else.
Yeah, and so when they just try to make it somewhere else, and of course that means the heritage, the history, the families, they break apart, right?
Absolutely. They pay a lot of money to gangsters to take them out, and they usually leave them somewhere in the middle of the road and the way, and they have to fight it through themselves, and it's a very, very unhappy experience they have to go through.
Nasir, what happens then too as well with the Taliban?
The Taliban are, I'm afraid to say that, but the Taliban are basically on the way to win the war. If it continues the way it does, and the United States and its allies leave Afghanistan, I think they will win the war, and we will be basically back to where we were in 2001.
Wow. And as you watch all of that unfold, do you think, I look at the Hamid Karzai regime, and do you blame any of this on what happened with the Afghan president Karzai when, obviously he stepped aside and we saw what happened afterwards, walking away from the whole recount process? How much would you put it on Karzai?
To a very great extent. He proved to be a very incapable, very corrupt man. He assembled a group of corrupt people around him. They engaged in enormous drug trading. They took pro- property by force. They basically took over all the abilities to make money. They did not build an economy. Afghanistan has no legal economy to speak of. And they made this country to be a miserable place. It was a broken country. It is a broken country.
When you look at just across the way and you look at Iraq and you look at what happens in Syria, and you, of course, have seen the horrible things that have come at the hands of this Islamic State, ISIS, are you concerned that that would be another territory that they would look toward?
I'm certainly that they hope for that. And if things continue as they do right now, it will be the next territory for them.
Yeah. When you do you keep in touch with a lot of people back home, and when you talk to them, what do they tell you? What do they say about their feelings of do they feel like the ground is shaky beneath them?
Almost 7-8 years ago, I was in Afghanistan, and I saw that things were going wrongly. I was in a big meeting, and people asked me what I saw for the future of Afghanistan, and I told them that if things went on the way they did then, Afghanistan would be a very unhappy and poverty-stricken country for a long time. And they all said, but what with us? And I'm sure that they all are very unhappy, very frightened, and await the worst thing to happen to them.
Yeah, boy, that is very, very scary to think of that. And at the same time, you see the relationship with the United States and all of the blood, sweat, and tears, certainly, that have gone into the efforts there. And when you see what's happening, the possibility, the brink of civil war, who's in charge, all the things we just talked about, does it mean that, you know, when people try to make sense of it, that what the United States did was all for naught?
I think the United States, unfortunately, did not play the decisive role that it had to play. I'm afraid that you are right, that the blood and the treasure that was spent in Afghanistan is very, very likely to be for naught. Yes.
Wow,
the United States should have saw what was happening in Afghanistan, saw the warlords, witnessed what they did, saw what Karzai and his family did, but they never wanted to rock the boat, because I think they were afraid of further disturbances, and they said, okay, let us, it's quiet, let it be that way.
Yeah. And for people who don't know your story, Nazir, you were forced to leave the country in the 70s. Tell everybody what happened.
Well, I was sitting at a dinner table, and they had the president at that time had arranged several people to be executed, and it was claimed that they wanted to get rid of the political system. At the table, dinner table, people sort of very, very, very slightly asked question why this happened, and a close relative of the president was also there, and he said that the president didn't know about it. If he did know about it, he would have stopped it. I said, damn the president who takes the good side of the presidency and doesn't accept its responsibility. And the next day, the army came and took me from my office, and ultimately the judge told me I had to take care of myself, because he said he would pronounce me guilty the next day for national treason. And I thanked him for it and did what he told me to do, which was to go out of the country.
Wow. And we can pick up your novel, we can pick up Silent Trees, we can pick that up at Amazon, right?
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, I think anywhere you can buy a book. If they don't have it, they can order it.
There you go. Nazir Shansab, thanks so much, as always, for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Next to water and food.
This hour of America tonight. I'll tell you what, coming up, we're going to go to the mailbag. But before we get there, just a little quick note. We had Pam Williams on the show, one of the co-founders of Stand Up to Cancer. And she talked about when they first started Stand Up to Cancer and what the idea was and doctors sharing information who had information on different types of cancer. The Stand Up to Cancer Telethon raised $109 million for 1 hour across all of the networks. That's what was on this telecast that featured all kinds of celebrities and celebrity bands, the Dave Matthews Band, The Who, Jennifer Hudson, Will Ferrell, and Robert Downey Jr., and Halle Berry, some of the people that were on this broadcast of who's who. But what's terrific is the fact that they raised that much money, 109, and that's more, they say, 28 million more than they raised in 2012 in that telecast. And so far, Stand for Cancer has pledged more than $369 million. I think the good thing about this organization, and there's so many, and you say, well, when are we going to find a cure to these cancers, and how many of us have been touched by cancer? And the answer is almost everyone in some form or fashion has been touched by it. You know that less than 2 years ago I lost my mother, shockingly, because she was very healthy, to colon cancer. And I think of all the groups, I like the idea that the information is shared, for goodness sake. The fact that one surgeon worked in one direction and one cancer scientist worked in a different direction, maybe there's hope if they share that information. So bravo that they raised that much money, since almost all of it is poured right back into it. The percentage is very, very high. On that note, that was not what anybody wrote me about. In fact, most of you wrote a lot about Ray Rice and some other things happening in the U.S. So without further ado, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from John, who says, Kate, I haven't written in a long time. I have been listening, though. And I have to tell you, this thing with Ray Rice is incredibly disturbing. How can the NFL say that they had no access to the videotape, but yet TMZ has access to it? So one of the most powerful sports leagues in the world can't get the video of Ray Rice's elevator incident, but a gossipy TV show can. Yeah, right. Who was protecting whom in this case? Either way, Ray Rice is gone. I cannot foresee a day where he will play football again. And it's too bad that it took that to happen for the NFL to stand up and act like men. Yeah, that was crazy. I mean, Jim Harbaugh said it, that it changed everything once they saw the video with the flat-out smash to her face and falling against the elevator, falling against the railing in the elevator, and then pulling her out of the elevator. There was no chance. It was already from the video they had, it was ridiculous. But Janae Palmer, who is now married to Ray Rice, there was no question. She was knocked off her feet, smashed into the railing. She was knocked unconscious, dragging her out of the elevator. A hotel staff person comes up, and one of them says, she's drunk, right? And then you hear, no cops, no cops. And Rice didn't say anything. And the video is longer than the version that many have seen. The TMZ version is a little bit longer than that. There was some audio that's on it, and you can clearly tell that they're trying to sort of cover this up. Of course he is. You know, he pulls her out of the elevator, and then all of that unfolds. So the Baltimore Ravens terminated his contract in the afternoon, and the NFL said, you know, that's it. I mean, he's gone. His salary cap number, it lowers it from $8.75 million to $4.75 million. He would still be on the Ravens cap for almost $10 million of what they call dead money. And the sporting goods stores, Modell's, confirmed that they pulled Rice jerseys from their stores. Dick's Sporting Goods has also pulled his jerseys from their locations, and there's all kinds of different things, different people who are rejecting Ray Rice. So this has really become huge. We move along to just another one responding to the whole Ray Rice thing, and this one is from Jake listening to us in Austin. Kate, I know you are a big sports fan. You have to be stunned by what's happened in this whole Ray Rice thing. I don't see how anybody could stand up for Ray Rice. Clearly, you see what happens on the video. There is no disputing that. There's no he said, she said, whatever happened, words-wise, between them, it doesn't matter. He is a football player, and he smashed her in the head, knocking her unconscious. There was a big cover-up with this. Who knows if other facts would come out that we didn't know about. But this is the NFL's fault, because when they saw the video originally, which was equally horrific, they should have said that was it for him, and they should have suspended him for the season. Now everybody is paying the price in a sense, and maybe it wakes up the rest of the world to the serious problem of domestic violence. No matter what happens, no matter what a woman says, no matter what goes on between two people, there is just no way a real man would ever, ever, ever lay his hands on a woman. And if he was that upset, he needed to get out of the situation. And that's how you handle that. No matter what, you would have to walk away. Yeah. So I think that there are even more people reacting to it, but this certainly was a big story that transcended sports. It's not the only thing that people wanted to talk about, however. As I always say, 24/7, you can send me your thoughts night or day, americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you're in. It doesn't matter, right of right, left of left, somewhere in between, or just sick and tired of the same old, again, this is the place to come, America Tonight, right? So the other thing that people are talking about includes this, the stuff in Phoenix, and this one is from Adam, who says, Kate, unbelievable how much rain Phoenix got. Did you see some of the suburbs? They were on jet skis, and they were in canoes in some cases, right there in the middle of the street. Can you imagine? Have you ever seen floodwaters like this once in a hurricane at the Jersey Shore, and it was bad, equally bad, where people were going down the streets in boats and floats and that kind of stuff for a short time until everything drained out, and it was pretty scary with the high winds and stuff the night before, but the next day there was massive flooding. Then there's this one from Todd, who says, did you hear the story about the Duchess having her second child? I think you had somebody on to talk about this condition, and you mentioned that you knew somebody who had hyperemesis, and who knew? I had no idea about it. I heard the thing on your show, and then I knew what it was when they were talking about it on one of the shows that I was watching, one of the news shows, that it was more than morning sickness, that you are sick for sometimes almost the whole pregnancy, and there's no way you can be anywhere but in a bed because you can't eat, you can't hold anything down, and it's just the worst experience ever. Yeah, I had a good friend who had it, and she she was hospitalized for a while, and it was just awful. I mean, it's very, very tricky. You're very sick, and you have to, a lot of times what they're doing is they're feeding you, they're giving you bags of food pretty much, because you have to have nourishment for the baby. And boy, it was really, really tough with my friend who had that illness. And then it worked out fine at the end. She had a healthy baby and everything's great, but that time period that can be sometimes throughout the whole pregnancy is just absolutely awful, 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 and it is definitely way more than morning sickness. All right, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.